It's Saturday morning in Italy, and you're listening to the Magic Towns Italy podcast.
Welcome back to the Magic Towns Italy podcast. We're Miles and Alessia here, as always, to give you fast, actionable knowledge on topics that, well, really matter for big life decisions.
We're talking about the incredible pull of Italy, you know, La Dolce Vita, and that's often amplified now by this amazing 7% flat tax incentive. It's really drawing expats, retirees into Italy's smaller towns.
Sounds idyllic, but a big move like that, it demands asking some tough questions. And today's question is a big one: seismic risk, earthquakes. If you're planning a move to Italy, this isn't just interesting trivia. It's absolutely essential due diligence, just like sorting out your visa or healthcare.
Couldn't agree more, and we want to frame this correctly. This isn't about scaring anyone off. It's about making responsible, informed choices. Look, some parts of Italy are seismically active. It's a fact, like California having earthquakes or Florida having hurricanes. You don't necessarily avoid those places, right? But you definitely approach building, buying property, and insuring it differently. Our aim here is simple: help you make a confident move, knowing the real risk profile of where you're planning to settle so you have complete peace of mind.
Okay, perfect. We're focusing on Italy's pretty unique geological situation and specifically how that seismic map overlaps with the regions that qualify for that really attractive 7% tax break.
So first off, you need to kind of visualize Italy's geology. It sits smack bang at a collision point where the African tectonic plate is basically grinding underneath the Eurasian plate. Now, this pressure, this compression, it's what created Italy's beautiful mountains over millennia. But it also means the earthquake risk isn't uniform at all. It's very regional, almost patchy. You can literally drive for an hour, maybe less, and go from a high-risk zone 1 area to a practically inactive zone 4. It's a real geological mosaic. So maybe let's pinpoint those highest risk zones first. Unsurprisingly, a lot of this centers on the Apennine Mountains, that long, rugged spine running right down the middle of the country. It acts as the structural backbone, stretching from regions like Umbria and Abruzzo down through Campania, Basilicata. The central Apennines in particular are known as one of the most hazardous seismic zones in Europe.
So that dramatic mountain landscape we often picture, it's beautiful, but it's also a visual cue for these powerful geological forces underneath.
That's a great way to put it. And beyond the main Apennine chain, you've got other key hotspots, especially in the south. Calabria, the toe of the boot, has a well-documented, often tragic history of major earthquakes, particularly that southwestern tip facing Sicily. And then there's eastern Sicily itself, areas around Catania and Messina. I mean, when you see really dramatic landscapes like soaring cliffs or active volcanoes like Mount Etna nearby, you're literally seeing the evidence of these immense tectonic forces at play.
Right. Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, I think, for listeners specifically looking at that 7% tax scheme. We've identified this sort of active geological spine. But what if someone's main priority is stability, like the absolute lowest possible seismic risk, but they still want that tax benefit? Where should they be looking? Let's talk safe havens.
The geological safe zones are fewer, but they're very distinct. Top of the list, Sardinia. Sardinia's geology is different. It's built on ancient non-volcanic granite bedrock. This makes it Italy's most stable region, seismically speaking. It's classified almost entirely as Zone 4, the lowest risk category, and it has virtually no history of significant damaging earthquakes in recorded times. If you want as close to quake-proof Italy as you can get, Sardinia is your place.
Sardinia really stands out then. That's crucial info for anyone who maybe values a good night's sleep over a dramatic cliffside view.
Absolutely. The other main safe zone, this time on the mainland, is southern Puglia, think the Salento Peninsula, the heel of the boot. The seismic risk drops off significantly. Most of this area falls into zone 3, sometimes even zone 4. And the landscape kind of tells the story too, doesn't it? It's generally flat or gently rolling hills, famous for olive groves, not jagged mountains.
Okay, now the crucial connection, the policy and the geology. That 7% tax scheme, it's designed to breathe life into smaller communities, often inland, usually towns with fewer than 20,000 people. But, and here's the potential issue, sometimes the communities most in need of revitalization are the very ones that have been hit hard by disasters in the past, including earthquakes.
That really is the core irony, isn't it? The policy is fundamentally aimed at repopulating certain areas. When the scheme was introduced, it deliberately included many remote villages, especially in the central Apennines, places that were, frankly, devastated by the 2016 earthquakes. The incentive was, in part, designed precisely to help rebuild those communities, both physically and economically.
So if we focus on the regions that offer the 7% tax break but fall into those higher risk zones we talked about, which one should people be particularly mindful of? High reward maybe, but definitely higher risk.
Well, you're definitely looking at Calabria and Sicily again. You can find some absolutely stunning, charming Borgi there that qualify for the tax break, no question. But you are consciously choosing to live in an area with a known history of significant seismic events. We have to remember things like the 1908 Messina earthquakes. That wasn't just damaging. It essentially flattened both Messina in Sicily and Reggio Calabria across the strait. Tens of thousands of lives lost. It's a sobering historical context when looking at property in coastal Calabria or eastern Sicily.
And what about those beautiful Apennine regions, Abruzzo, Molise, Solicata, those classic, picturesque, medieval hilltop towns? That's the dream image for so many people moving to Italy.
Oh, they are magnificent places, truly, but geographically, they are often perched directly on or very near active fault lines. And we've seen major quakes there relatively recently. Think of the 2009 disaster in Abruzzo, or going back a bit further, the 1980 Irpinia quake that hit Campania and Basilicata hard. One really critical point here is how quickly the risk level can change. You could be enjoying life on the Amalfi Coast in Campania, which is mostly low-risk zone 4, right? But maybe your friend moved just 30 or 40 kilometers inland, east into the mountains, still in Campania, and suddenly they're in a high-risk zone 1. The difference can be stark over short distances.
That seems like the key takeaway for location hunting.
Emphatically, yes. The 7% program offers a wide range of choices, a big menu. But ultimately, you, the person moving, have to decide where your personal comfort level lies with risk. Is it that breathtaking hilltop view in an Apennine village that comes with a higher seismic classification? Or is it the peace of mind you might get from a quieter, stabler village in Puglia or Sardinia? It's a trade-off.
Okay, let's pivot slightly to the buildings themselves. We all fall for that ancient Italian architecture, the thick stone walls, centuries old, the heavy wooden beams. But wait, isn't that exactly what makes them strong? Is an old thick stone better than modern concrete? Isn't that part of the charm and value?
Ah, that's a really common thought, but it's actually a misconception when it comes to earthquake safety. It gets right to the heart of the structural challenge. A lot of the historic housing stock in these villages is what engineers term unreinforced masonry. These buildings look incredibly solid, and they are for handling vertical weight, the roof, the floors, gravity pulling down. But the issue is, they were built long before we understood the forces involved in an earthquake, specifically the lateral or sideways shaking. Unreinforced masonry lacks the internal structure, like steel reinforcement or proper connections to hold everything together when the ground moves horizontally. The thick walls can essentially buckle outwards and crumble because there's nothing tying them together adequately against those sideways forces. That's why, tragically, in almost every major Italian earthquake throughout history, it's these beautiful old masonry buildings that suffer the most catastrophic damage. A modern, properly reinforced concrete structure is designed to absorb and dissipate that lateral energy much, much better.
So, if the dream house is that 400-year-old palazzo, we need to be realistic about its inherent vulnerabilities from day one. How does that compare with modern Italian building standards?
Night and day. Really, newer construction, especially anything built after the major code updates following earthquakes in 2003 and then strengthened again after the 21st of June 2018, must follow extremely strict anti-seismic regulations. These modern homes typically use reinforced concrete frames, specific types of foundations, and anchoring systems, all designed to flex and dissipate the energy from an earthquake. They're engineered to withstand significant shaking with minimal structural damage, protecting the occupants.
Okay, but here's the good news, right? You don't necessarily have to give up on the dream of owning an old stone house. Italy has put a lot of focus on retrofitting.
Yes, and this is a potential game changer for buyers. Retrofitting means upgrading an existing older building to improve its seismic resistance. This often involves things like installing horizontal steel tie bars through the walls to hold them together, or adding reinforced concrete belts or ring beams at floor levels to strengthen the structure. And the really crucial piece of information here for anyone considering buying is the CISMA bonus. This is a major government tax incentive. It can provide significant tax deductions, often covering a very large percentage, up to 80 or 85% of the cost of specific seismic strengthening work, up to quite a high spending cap, often over $90,000 per property unit. This makes retrofitting a much more financially viable option. It can turn a potentially vulnerable historic house into a much safer, more resilient home.
That's fantastic. A huge financial help that absolutely needs to be part of the buying calculation. Yeah. Okay, so when you're actually there looking at properties, what practical advice can we offer? How do you assess a place on the ground?
Right. You need to put on your detective hat a bit. Look for visual clues of past seismic stress. Keep an eye out for those telltale diagonal cracks in the plaster or stonework, especially near corners or openings like doors and windows. Notice any areas that look like they've been heavily patched or repaired, or door and window frames that seem slightly tilted or askew. These can all be signs that the building has experienced shaking in the past and has been repaired. Now, that's not automatically a red flag if the repairs were done properly using modern techniques, but you need to know its history. And don't hesitate to talk to the locals, neighbors, the person running the local cafe. They often have long memories and can be surprisingly candid about a building's history, which houses weathered past events well and which ones didn't.
Good advice. Okay, let's try and nail down an essential checklist for house hunting due diligence. Steps to take for maximum peace of mind. Where do you start? Number one, check the seismic zone. We mentioned this, but it's fundamental. Every town, every commune has an official seismic classification. Zone one is the highest risk, meaning destructive quakes are considered relatively probable. Zone four is the lowest risk, only minor shakes expected. You need to know this classification. It dictates the building codes for any renovation work, and crucially, it heavily influences insurance costs. And remember, stable Sardinia almost entirely zone four, right? Number two, favor newer builds or confirmed retrofits. If you're looking at an older property, you absolutely must ask for documentation, ask for engineer's reports, receipts for reinforcement work, proof that the CISMA bonus was claimed and the work completed. If the sellers can't provide solid proof of a proper seismic upgrade, you should probably assume it hasn't been done to modern standards.
Number three, get a proper structural survey. This is non-negotiable, really. You need a qualified technical expert. In Italy, this role is often filled by a geometra, or sometimes a specialized structural engineer. It's important to understand a geometra isn't quite the same as maybe a surveyor in the UK or US. They're often highly skilled technical professionals managing surveys and paperwork. But you must ensure the person you hire has specific expertise in evaluating seismic resilience. You want them to assess the building's earthquake readiness and advise on any necessary improvements, not just check property boundaries.
Number four, budget for potential reinforcement. If you fall in love with an older stone house that does need upgrading, you have to factor that cost into your overall budget. Even with the fantastic help of the CISMA bonus, there will be costs. And make sure you work with a qualified structural engineer who knows the local anti-seismic building practices. Don't cut corners here. And this leads to a major financial point, especially for expats and retirees on a budget. Number five, understand and factor in earthquake insurance. This is so important. Standard Italian home insurance policies generally do not cover earthquake damage. It's an additional separate policy and extra cost. And here's the key link back to the zones. If you choose that stunning Zone 1 village with the incredible view, your annual earthquake insurance premium could easily be 3, 4, or even more times higher than what you'd pay for the same coverage in Zone 4 Sardinia. That's a real ongoing annual cost that directly impacts the financial benefit of the 7% tax break. You need to run those numbers.
That's a critical budget line item.
And finally,
some basic safety points.
Yeah, common sense stuff, really. Know the safe spots in your home if shaking starts under sturdy tables and reinforced doorways against interior walls. Have a basic emergency kit ready. Also, consider the immediate surroundings. A house on a very steep slope or near a cliff edge might face additional landslide risks during or after a quake. Generally, building on flat, solid bedrock is safer than on deep, soft soil or steep hillsides. So wrapping it up, the key really is making an informed decision. You have to weigh your personal tolerance for risk against the undeniable charm and the financial advantages of your chosen town. You don't necessarily have to avoid areas with some seismic risk, but you absolutely must do your homework on the specific location and, crucially, the structural integrity of the property itself. Take those assessment and preparedness steps seriously.
Exactly. Taking structural assessment seriously, budgeting for potential upgrades, getting the right insurance. It's all just part of embracing life in Italy responsibly and intentionally. Plenty of expats are happily living, thriving even, in areas with higher seismic classifications because they took these steps. It's just another part of the adjustment process, like learning the language or navigating the bureaucracy.
It's a deeply personal calculation, weighing the financial and emotional aspects. But now, hopefully, you have more of the data you need to make that choice wisely.
Well said. And for more detailed information on the 7% tax scheme itself, regional risk maps, finding qualified professionals, and generally making your move smoother, we definitely recommend checking out Magic Towns Italy. Thanks so much for joining us. Buon viaggio e buona fortuna. Good journey and good luck.
That's it for this week on Magic Towns Italy. You can create a free account at magictowns.it and explore over 2,000 towns, including those offering the 7% tax scheme, as well as download dozens of expat guides. We have over 200 data points per town, more than Italy's statistics authority itself, covering everything from property prices to schools, healthcare, crime, and more. If you want full access to filters and unlimited searches, upgrade to Magic Towns Premium. Use the code PODCAST for 20% off an annual plan. Thanks for listening. Our next podcast will be live on Saturday at 9 a.m.